This is a golden year for school districts in Washington. They get a one-time infusion of money from the state as it adds $1 billion to the basic education budget, and they get to keep the local tax money they've traditionally collected. Beginning next year, the local spigot will close significantly as the burden for funding schools shifts more to the state. With this one-time infusion, each district around Washington is determining how much to give to teachers and how much to direct to other priorities. Spokane Education Association President Katie Henry says teachers believe all of that new money was intended for them. And so on Thursday, the teachers, led by Henry, carried signs in front of the district administration building to make a statement.
These are the people that support your students every day. And they do the work because they love it, but they also are very adamant that they should be paid a professional wage. And so we're out here advocating for ourselves just like we advocate for our students every day.
Some districts around the state have agreed to give big raises to teachers, but Spokane School District spokesman Brian Coddington says given the expected decrease in local support, administrators here say that doesn't make economic sense.
If you base your budget on this year's allocation, you're going to put yourself in a situation that's not sustainable and that causes a problem in those subsequent 2 years.
The district and union negotiators will begin mediation on Friday with other sessions scheduled, if needed, on Saturday and Monday. Both sides say they are optimistic about reaching an agreement on a raise for teachers with no need for a work stoppage. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.